Now, you mentioned that the decision was made to enter a clinical trial, and you mentioned that it was the SWOG study that's looking at two different forms of sort of dosage, metronomic, AC, Taxol, growth factors, you know, major therapy here. What led you to enter that study, you and your wife?
So a bunch of things. I think one was what I do for a living. I mean, I'm a major advocate for clinical research, and so the trial was presented to us. And so I think my wife threw that bone to me. Basically, what we were offered is standard dose stents, AC followed by T, 8 cycles versus this trial. Scientifically, again, this is me, not my wife, I was attracted to the whole concept of the metronomic therapy, and she has a relatively aggressive tumor. And so the idea of having extra chemotherapy, said from the guy who wasn't going to get a drop of it, seemed like a good idea. Each of the arms seemed okay to me. So for all of those reasons, not knowing what was the right thing to do, feeling that we needed to do more than just regular dose stents, because we were scared. I mean, here's where the fear comes in. You know, a tumor that sort of grew up overnight with positive nodes. My wife was watched very closely for this. You know, she had a mammogram 3 months before that was negative. So there was the fear factor of wanting to do more, being more aggressive than standard. So for all of those reasons, from my perspective, that trial attracted me. I have to say, after the second cycle of AC, my wife looked at me and said, and I've got to do 4 more of these, why? You know, instead of 2 more, which was standard. So our fear has diminished now, and hopefully it's going to stay down, but we've kind of settled into the we're doing something about it now kind of phase of the treatment and just getting through it.